You'll see that the paper is lengthy, that we attempted to do a fairly comprehensive, exhaustive survey of the partnership and LLC case law for the past year. The paper is a little over 100 pages of summaries of Texas partnership and LLC cases. It's a little longer than it's been the past couple of years, and it's, you know, been lengthy always due to the fact that West is, I assume through some automation process that is available to West now and makes this more efficient for them, that West is adding a lot of cases to their database from the federal district courts and courts of appeals, but primarily the federal district courts, including magistrate opinions. And so there are numerous cases in the materials. You'll notice that the date doesn't look that recent. This recent case law update generally covers the cases that have appeared in the past year since last year's program, or since the, you know, the cutoff for what we could get into the paper for last year's program. Over the last several years, I have noticed, but it's much more pronounced the last couple of years, and so this year I went ahead and started folding in the cases. I started noticing that when I would search for newly added cases, that again, there would be any number of cases with dates going back, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11 years even, 2007 cases. It's 2018. And again, these are cases in the federal district courts in Texas, primarily where the judges do write opinions. Occasionally they are published, you know, in the federal supplement, but they're not all that often published, but they are available on Westlaw, and they are instructive, and there are some interesting, you know, issues addressed, interesting...